We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
She knows everything.
All right, smartass.
Just ask her.
So she's super attractive and she's super smart.
It's time to ask Nancy Know-It-All.
You think you know everything.
All right, time now for Nancy Know-It-All, and here is an email that I received yesterday, and this particular listener is in need of some advice.
Okay.
I will read the email verbatim. I have been debating whether to email about this or not, but I have reached the point of frustration at work.
Uh-oh.
And really need Nancy Know-It-All's opinion.
Okay.
I work at a tech firm in Cambridge, and it's pretty common knowledge that my male coworker has slept with two different female managers.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Last week, he was given a promotion over me, and it was signed off on by one of those two women.
Mm-hmm.
I am thinking of going to HR over this because I don't think it's fair that I didn't get the promotion. What would Nancy Know-It-All do?
Well, first of all, I would make a very thorough assessment, and I would recommend this whether you were a man or a woman and the other person, regardless of the sex involved in the situation. I would make a very thorough assessment of your performance versus the other employee's performance. Did you truly deserve the promotion? Then if you did, if you're confident that, yes, you've done the work and you believe that whatever, if they're like a total slacker and there's no way they should have gotten that, then you can certainly, you know, speak to HR. It's going to open up a fairly big can of worms. You know, I don't think that it's fair at all that that advantage would exist in the workplace. Unfortunately, it does. It does tend to create a lot of situations. So if I were in this situation, I probably wouldn't even say anything. But if I were to advise you of something, maybe just kind of keep an eye on it. If you think the guy sucks and he's not going to do a good job, let him dig his own grave first.
Uh-huh.
And then the performance eventually, there's only so far she'll be able to cover for him if his performance is not up to par in this new role.
Right.
Or if you feel confident, you can certainly go speak to HR, but that's gonna turn into a thing. So
a
just
thing.
Make sure that you're ready for a thing.
A thing.
Whether
it's
tension between you guys or the management knowing or discovering that you're the one that brought this to their attention, this may actually serve to push your goals off a little further, depending on the environment in your office.
Should this emailer just have their snowplow parent call HR for them?
You could do that if you felt like it.
No? Yeah.
What would Charlotte Kirk do?
I don't know what she would do. She would probably say, I would like you to look at the body of my work,
right.
not at the body that was underneath the,
yes, of course,
the former CEO of mm-hmm. Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Let's see. Here's a text that says it's called competition. Stop crying. Well, I don't know. I mean,
there are undeniably incidents.
Yes.
In workplaces where someone's sleeping with someone and they get the benefits of that. That
good for
happens
them.
All the time.
I knew you were gonna.
Well, here's somebody who says, I had a woman, here's a 617 text. I had a woman boss years ago, and after I left, I found out that everyone at the company thought we were sleeping together, which was a big surprise to both of us. So maybe this emailer doesn't even know the real story,
right.
And then you're opening up the can of worms. I mean, they say
office gossip goes deep. And a lot of times, you know, think about telephone or operator, however you want to call that game.
Yeah.
You tell one person one thing. Hey, saw Mike Shue talking to Stiz Grimey outside. They were holding the you know, one of them was holding a little bag of marijuana. And then before the end of the day, it's, you know, Mike Shue and Stiz Grimey show up at a bar with a stripper with hot wings.
Yeah.
And there's no link to the original story.
There's nothing wrong with either of those scenarios.
No, I'm not saying there is. I'm just saying it can very easily get misconstrued the more people chat. Plus, you have people that have an agenda, right? So if one person says, hey, I heard so-and-so sleeping with this one,
right,
and then if Agenda Annie over here is like, oh, well, I don't like that person, the next person they tell the story to, they escalate it with an additional nugget of either fabricated or overblown information.
Well, not for nothing. I mean, I live it. Everybody says I'm a drunk.
I don't know if today's the day you want to make that claim. Maybe tomorrow. Yes. You want to consult with me before the show tomorrow?
But tomorrow, that was Wednesday. Too easy. Come on.
Yeah. I don't say
shame
it behind
on
your...
me if I didn't throw that out there.
Are you being self-deprecating? Look at you, bud. You're all grown up.
Here's a text that says, be careful when going to HR because he may have slept with the individual in HR.
Also. Oh, what a web he was weaved.
This guy. All right, so you're saying sometimes you're better off not mentioning this kind of thing?
I'd keep your mouth shut for a little bit and see how it plays out.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.